All right. Today I want to talk about, are you afraid to bother people? God dang. 34,000 plus messages sent. I want to talk about the results of what that brought in regards to bothering, annoying, et cetera, people. Through my years, I have heard the line, I don't want to bother you. I don't want to bother people. I don't want to annoy somebody. Some form of like, you are a burden to other people. Now, in my life, I've done a lot of bothering people. It's all a matter of perspective. So where the 34 plus thousand messages come from is my wife's Etsy store, actually. And I'll never forget that we came up with this idea to basically follow up with people and have an offer. And it couldn't do it automatically in Etsy, so we had to do it manually. And she had this offer for her bundle of her whole store. And, it's on the store. It's everywhere humanly possible to find it, to see it. And she was doing all right her first few years. But then we decided to put this bundle together, but to actively, manually reach out to every single person that made a purchase. And so my wife, for the last year and a half, 2 years now, she has made sales pretty much every single day on her Etsy store. She has over, it might be 42,000 now, I didn't even look, but it was over 41,000 sales on her Etsy store. And when we started messaging people, she had about, 5,000 or 6,000 sales. And every sale after that, we have messaged someone with a follow-up message. And I remember when we first did it, she's like, well, I don't bother anybody. I don't want to annoy them. This and that, it just, because there's this, what I'm working with people on is feeling safe to express themselves, feeling safe to share, feeling safe to put themselves out there, feeling safe to send a message, to send an email, to a phone call, to walk into a business and say hello, to feel safe. And even though you're going to likely get rejected along the way, fearing that single rejection or multiple rejections, you're probably going to get rejected a lot, let's be honest. But to the degree that we make up into our minds and our body that something's 100 times more worse than it actually probably is, or that people are going to yell at us and scream at us. And what she was doing was offering a deal and just simply making people who already made a purchase. So these weren't 34,000, cold messages to people. This was somebody who raised their hand, gave her some money, and then she just followed up with, hey, in case you didn't see it, I've got this deal. That was it. But initially, I remember talking her through this when she was going to send out, probably a few hundred from the past months, though, that had made a purchase. I don't want to bother these people. And she's making up in her mind all these reasons why she doesn't want to do it. And we've all done that to some degree. I'm not saying that I have never done this, but this is what was going through her mind there. And finally, she starts sending the messages. And out of those first few hundred, within 15 minutes before she was done, she got responses. And she even got sales. Out of all of them, they either didn't respond, didn't purchase, didn't respond, did purchase, did respond, and just said, thanks so much, this is awesome, I'm going to purchase, or did respond and said, no, thank you. And out of sending 34,000 plus messages, there is no vis, and mind you, I'm attached, I help her out, and sometimes, so if she's feeling something, I'm going to probably feel it too, because she's going to be upset. Out of those 34,000 plus messages, we do not have any visceral feeling where we can be like, yep, whoa, buddy, right? We had these 25 people that were, went off the deep end. And I'm not saying it'll never happen. But out of 34,000 messages, what I just described is typically what's happened. And there's been a few that kind of a rude comment or something comes back from them, but nothing we really remember. And that's been less than probably 0.1%. It's not been that many. But again, these are people that have purchased. Now, I've reached out to strangers. I met my wife on MySpace back in the day by being a stranger, by cold outreach, by saying hello. And then there's people that'll be out there that I just saw a few messages in the last 24 hours of people like, for all those who are saying they're just following up and this and that, and you weren't invited into my inbox and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's like, I get it. I think people are being beat over the head with a 2x4 from strangers with these little gimmicky things and tactical things that, you know, they're trying to do to make you look like you already interact with them. You're like, did I interact with them? Because they think you're stupid, you know. But like, the reality is, at certain points in time, if you have something of value, making it known, making someone aware of it, to the degree you think ill of it is to the degree that you don't think that your thing can truly help someone. Now, those people who have those things may think that their thing helps someone too. So there's a fine line here. But I've found that we can't know anyone else's intent but our own. And so in my wife's case with that, it's like she's not trying to like, when we're not sending them 40 messages a day, every day of the week, you know, telling them they need to buy. They just get one message from us one time just saying, did you know about this? Right. And sometimes that's all you need. And then sometimes where it goes into scummy is then you just keep pounding them over and over again every day with different things. Like, but that's a dance that everybody's got different views on what's the right way to do it. But I know nowadays, when it comes to social media and marketing, there's so many, you know, how many times do I post? When should I post? How much should I post? How long should the post be? Where should I market? How should I market? Should I send that email? I don't want to bother that person. What you're saying is what you have is not worth it, right? Because I've seen people who have things that really dramatically change people's lives. And this is a reminder to me. I have those same feelings. And I have to figure out, because even though the brain, and this is what I help people with, is even though the brain can say, I don't care, it doesn't bother me, it's no big deal, that doesn't mean that when you get those less than favorable responses, that it doesn't, you don't feel something, right? And so there's at times when I post certain things, especially if I think, okay, this, I'm not trying to rile people up, but this could possibly get me comments that might feel like an attack, might feel less than favorable. I get some anxiety when I'm about to hit that button. And more times than not, nothing happens, but sometimes it does. Something that doesn't feel good. You get that ugh feeling and it makes you not want to do it again. But what I've had to train my mind is that there are more, I at least get, and I'm not saying everybody, just like with my wife. Now, it depends on what tactics you're doing. But I find that most people that are probably following me aren't the person who's just going to use really scummy, you know, nasty feeling. Like, some people just feel nasty about it no matter what they do. That's what I'm trying to help you with. But like, there are things that just flat out are super manipulative and just don't feel good. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who have great offers. They have a great business. They care deeply about people. Yet they're afraid of putting themselves out there. They're afraid of marketing. They're afraid of reaching out. They're afraid of emailing. They're afraid of calling. They're afraid of doing all these things because of that rejection. But typically, when you're just trying to help and serve, you're going to get a lot more positive, neutral, or in neutral being, they either just don't say much of anything or they don't say anything at all. And very few negative. But the negative prevents people from ever even experiencing the positive. And that's what I want you to be able to overcome. And I've been saying things about like TIA recently. Rather than even MIA, massive imperfect action, make it tiny imperfect actions. Just take that first step. Because usually when people... A lot of people are stuck at just the first step, right? They won't even try the thing because they're afraid of what's going to happen. And usually when you start to try, you start to see it's not as bad as you think, or it's not that bad at all, right? And then you build that muscle up and you can do it again and you can do it again and you can do it again. You know, recently I've been having conversations about people and advice, and at times it looks like I don't give me any advice. I don't want to hear anything from anybody. I don't care. I'm doing it my way. It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm constantly seeking information and learning. What I find is the advice that's not welcome. So even like my content strategy right now, I'm putting out a lot of stuff, right? And there's going to be people saying, you're posting too much. You need to slow down. You need to be more intentional. You need to do this. I appreciate the sentiment. There are people who are far more, they love to script a video like this, and they're going to think about it for potentially days, and they'll be better at bringing out one video a month or one video a week rather than, I mean, I've been doing lives like this upwards of, you know, five times a week. And then we're bringing on a couple of reels a day that were extracted from these pieces of content. But my brain moves in a million miles per hour. So when I've listened and to respected people tell me that, hey, you shouldn't do it that way, this is what you should do, it's done more harm than good. Because for me, first of all, I don't think I've ever overall been worried about bothering people as much. And there's definitely things that have happened, and there's things that I feel, but I'm more naturally inclined to do that. I mean, again, my wife, I met her way back in 2006 on MySpace, like by reaching out. So I've always had a little bit of this, like, just do it mentality in some of that aspect. And then I've been able to help other people adopt a version of that. But so for me, this aspect, when it comes to what I want to do, is I have this way. I'm getting on here. I'm free flowing. People that like me and end up resonating like this from me, rather than this extremely scripted, structured, you know, it might be highly edited thing, which I've done in the past, and it got some good feedback actually. I didn't enjoy that process at all. And so what I found is that I have won when I find a process that works for me, and I help people find a process that works for them. I say it's not one size fits all, it's what size fits you. And so for me, what I'd rather have somebody do with feedback is adjustments to what I love doing, not what they think I should do. Meaning, it would be better if you scripted videos. Well, I'm not going to script videos. So give me advice for how I'm doing my videos, right? Give me advice on how to improve that, make micro adjustments to that, not completely change my approach, because I'm not going to do that. And so that could be great advice for somebody who's scripting videos. And here's a better way to script a video. Here's a better way to, you know, break this down and do that and prepare for it, because that's their MO. That's their style. There's nothing wrong with that. Doing it the way I'm doing it is not the best way to do it. It's the best way for me to do it, right? And so, but that's the only way that matters, because if I won't do it, then it doesn't matter. And so for you, there's lots of ways to do something. You have to take those tiny imperfect actions, take those little steps, try out different things. And as you have feedback from people, be sure to recognize, is this a projection on the fact that they don't like what you're doing? And it's the, here's what I would do if I were you. Well, if they're just like you, then that advice might be great. But if they're nothing like you, which is what I've had through the years at times, I've had people who really aren't anything like me. And so the way I'm going to operate, the way I'm going to show up, the way I'm going to perform best, the way I'm going to do what I do is nothing like they'll ever do in their whole life. And so if they don't like it, but they've maybe had more success in an area doing this thing a certain way, they don't know how to tell to make tweaks to my way. They're only going to know how to tell me that my way is wrong and their way is right, and to do it their way, because that's how they had success. And so for me, you know, helping you see these things through different lenses and different perspectives of understanding that, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if you are invisible in business, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I have friends that do a lot in private, but my buddy, if you're listening, you've still done things in public, right? Like, because I have a buddy, I love him so much, my best friend, but sometimes I say, well, I don't do any of this social media stuff, any of the marketing, anything. It's like, but you've been on humongous podcasts. You've spoken on stages with a bunch of people. He does not 100% work in private all day, every day, one-on-one. He's had many people exposed to him. He's just done it in a different way. So he's not had to show up and say, do what I'm doing right now. No right or wrong way. But if you are invisible pretty much everywhere, it's going to be hard to grow in business. It's going to be hard to grow. And so to the degree, and then that's where it's like, I don't know what to tell somebody. You're just going to have to get a job, because I don't know how else to be not known at all, to not send an email, to not submit a resume, to not reach out, to not do something. But it's that insecurity, that feeling of worthlessness, that feeling of not enough, that's preventing you from potentially having a life-changing conversation or post or whatever. And so for me, I've had mostly positive comments, and then I've had some I wouldn't consider negative. I had one yesterday, but it's more neutral, but it was kind of a, like, it stung from somebody I respected, but I appreciate where they're coming from. But simultaneously, I haven't heard from this person in freaking 10 or 15 years, zero interactions with them. And probably like 8 to 10 years. But hey, they're aware now. In this world, I hate to say it, but, you know, there's plenty of examples. I'm not looking for, like, to just create negative awareness, which I don't think it was negative awareness, but, like, again, depending on what your goals are, being known is better than not in regards to business, that is. And so I want to get that attention and make somebody aware that either one, I can get into a conversation with now and improve things and tweak things and adjust things, or somebody is impacted, whatever it is. But I've tried over the last 2 years being quiet, hiding. It might work for you. And if it's working, keep working it. But if it's not, just think about putting yourself out there a little bit more and sending that email, sending that message, walking in that front door, making that phone call, whatever. Or I've had people, clients of mine, they're sending Loom videos. They have tons of anxiety over phone calls, sales meetings. So they've been able to do these really cool little private Loom videos, send that over to a potential client, and really cool opportunities have happened. So there's lots of ways for you to find your way to do something. So anyways, if you got any questions, thoughts, anything, leave a comment, like, subscribe, say hello. Go to themymechanic.net if you're interested in going deeper. I don't have anything for sale outside of my private one-on-one coaching. There's no courses, programs, step-by-steps, or anything that I'm selling. I give as much as I possibly can away here to share. And then from there, for people who want to go deeper, I'm here to help. So rock on, my friend. Have an incredible day. I'll be back. And that's it. God dang. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.